Now, less than a month after Bosasa announced it was entering voluntary liquidation, it has turned to the courts to have that decision reversed, claiming it had been given bad advice. The directors of African Global Operations, that's the company formerly known as Bosasa, filed an urgent application in the High Court in Johannesburg. And the company started its collapse, in fact, when former Chief Operations Officer Angelo Agrisi testified at the Zondo Commission of Inquiry. Let's speak to EWN reporter, senior reporter Barry Bateman. Barry, thank you so much for your time. Welcome to the Xolani Gwala Show. So what is Bosasa essentially saying in this affidavit?
Yeah, good afternoon, Kevin. There's quite a remarkable application that's been brought by this board of directors. What they're saying is that they were ill-advised that when FNB and APSA had indicated that they would be closing the bank accounts of Bosasa and the related companies, they almost panicked and they didn't know quite what to do because they still had contracts. So they went to a business rescue practitioner who said they couldn't help them, and they referred them to a lawyer. And the lawyer gave them this advice that they should enter into voluntary liquidation. He says the lawyer prepared all the documentation. They convened a meeting, and at this meeting, the lawyer distributed these documents, and everyone signed wherever their name was. And that was the end of it. They're saying that the lawyer didn't properly explain what was in the documentation, that they were ill-advised. In hindsight, it was a mistake, but they just went ahead without reading the documents. And remember, this is a board of directors. They're saying they just went and signed these documents without properly reading.
I mean, yeah. Go ahead, Barry.
Yeah, and the other reason that they raised, so they're saying they were ill-advised, that's the one aspect. The other aspect that they've raised is they say that meeting that was called by all the directors wasn't properly convened as required in the Companies Act. Therefore, the resolution to go for voluntary liquidation is cannot be lawful, and therefore the court should set it aside. So those are the two main thrusts that are being put forward by Bosasa.
It's so bizarre that you'd have a whole board admitting that they didn't properly read the legal documents and saying that they were misled or even misguided. It's so bizarre. Speak to us about what the next process could then be, Barry. I mean, must the board now convince the court that the matter is urgent for it to be heard? And if it is heard and they succeed in reversing this liquidation, what happens?
Well, first, I mean, you know, if we look at the opposing parties, the liquidators are actually opposing this application. They're saying this application was brought by the holding company, not a global operation. And they're saying that the holding company does not have a legal standing to bring this particular application. Further, they say that it's been contended that Bosasa, or the company as it is now, is liquid, but they haven't provided any, or solvent of it, they haven't provided any documentation to prove this. So they're saying that the grounds haven't been met by the court by the applicants for the court to be able to reverse this decision. There's a high likelihood, of course, that this matter would get dismissed and we would just go ahead and proceed with the liquidation.
Yeah.
If it is accepted, well, then we'd go back to the point that we were about a month ago before the matter was, the company was liquidated. But they still sit with the difficulty that they don't have any bank accounts. So I don't know what you two would actually do considering that they entered this liquidation because they cannot bank with anyone.
Yeah, I suspect they'll really struggle to convince the judge. I mean, these reasons that they're giving, so bizarre. But thank you so much for your time, EWN senior reporter Barry Bateman. And